talk about the two innocent shaheeds, Musa bin Aqil's sons, Muhammad and Ibrahim. Hazrat Muslim had taken with him his two sons, Muhammad and Ibrahim. After Hazrat Muslim was killed, Muhammad and Ibrahim were also arrested and put into a dungeon. It said that Muhammad was just 10 years old and Ibrahim was 8 years old. On the 20th of Dhuhaj in 60 Hijra, when the jailer came to give the children their evening meal, he saw them saying their prayers. The jailer waited. When the boys had finished their prayers, he asked them who they were. When the jailer learned that they were the sons of Muslim Ibn Aqil and the grandsons of Hazrat Ali, he let them escape. The children came out of prison. It was a dark night. Their first thought was to go to Imam Hussein and warn him not to go to Kufa. Everywhere they went, they found the roads blocked by Ibn Ziyad's soldiers. It was impossible to get out of Kufa. Now it was almost daybreak. Where could these two young boys go? They found themselves by the side of the river Euphrates. They drank some water from the river and when they went up a tree to hide for the day. Just then a woman came to the river to get water. She saw the two young boys and asked them who they were. Ibrahim said, "We are two orphans. Could you please leave us alone and not tell anyone who you've seen us here?" The woman asked them to accompany her to her mistress, who would help them. The woman's mistress was a kind lady. After talking to the boys for a while, she realized who they were. She gave them food and said to them, "You can spend the day here and I will try to help you. Unfortunately, my husband, Haris, is working for Ibn Ziyad. He is out at the moment. You can rest in the spare room, but make no noise. Otherwise, when he comes back, he will find out you're here." The children said their prayers and went to sleep. In the evening, Muhammad woke up and started crying. Ibrahim asked him why he was crying. Muhammad said, "I saw our father in a dream. He was calling out for us," Ibrahim said. "Brother, be patient. I also saw our father in a dream beckoning us to him." They both started weeping. Haris, who had come back, heard the children crying. He opened the door and asked the children who they were. On learning they were the sons of Muslim Ibn Aqil, he tied both the boys to a pillar. Haris's wife tried to stop him, but he beat her. Haris went to and wanted to collect the reward which Ibn Ziyad had offered to anyone capturing the children. The children spent the whole night tied to the pillar. In the morning, Haris dragged them to the riverbank. He took out his sword. Ibrahim asked him, "Haris, are you going to kill us?" Haris said, "Yes." Ibrahim said, "In that case, give us time to finish our morning prayers." The two boys said their prayers. They raised their hands and cried out, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." "O Allah, we're coming to you. Give our mothers courage when she hears of our death, and judge between us and our killers." Their sword came down. There were splashes in the water. Two young bodies were seen floating away in the waters of the river Furat. The message in this waqia is that how not only elders were fighting for Islam, it was also the young ones. And if they can give their lives, we can also follow Islam the proper way. Hi Muslim Kapisar. Neem jaan rote rahe, apni jaan khote rahe. Apni jaan khote rahe, neem jaan rote rahe. Kuch na faryaad suni, usse tam karne magar. Hi Muslim Kapisar. Rukhe so jaane kaha, yeh hai bejurm khata. Yeh hai bejurm khata, rukhe so jaane kaha. Kuch taras kha Haris, in pe yeh zom na kar. Hi Muslim Kapisar. Dona la sheba khuda, yun bagal peer huye. Dona la sheba khuda, jaise milte ho gale, e suraj se kamar. Hi Muslim Kapisar. Is tarah qatl huye, chote dono bache, is tarah qatl huye. Hoga ek hashar bapa, jab sunegi mother. Hi Muslim Kapisar. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un.
Oh.